President Bush is expressing confidence in his Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. The president said yesterday he'll stay in my cabinet, despite calls for Rumsfeld's resignation. Democrats say somebody should leave office because of the scandal over the abuse of prisoners in Iraq. We're going to get two perspectives on this, starting with Joseph Galloway, who's the senior military correspondent for Knight Ridder Newspapers. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Now, you've written already that Donald Rumsfeld should be fired. Why?
Well, a number of reasons, but the main one is the buck has to stop somewhere, and that's the problem in our society today. The buck seems to just go around the beltway in Washington and never stop anywhere. Mr. Rumsfeld he bears ultimate responsibility for what happens in the military chain of command. He is at the top of that, just the president above him. We have a situation in Iraq that has steadily worsened, and that's on his watch.
Is there any specific evidence that points at wrongdoing or a mistake by Rumsfeld as opposed to somebody else in the chain of command?
Well, there have been a lot of criticism over the fact that he has known about this incident, these incidents in Abu Ghraib prison since February when the first report was put on his desk, and he didn't bother to read the report and was not prepared to deal with it, apparently. And that right there is a considerable failure in the eyes of Congress and the White House itself.
We're going to bring in another view on this now. Joel Himmelfarb is an editorial writer for defense issues at the Washington Times, and he's joined us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been listening to Joseph Galloway say that Donald Rumsfeld should be fired or should resign. What do you think?
I strongly disagree. I think that with several million Americans under his command, I don't think any Secretary of Defense could be expected to be able to ensure in advance that every single member of the armed forces would behave appropriately. What should be demanded of Rumsfeld is that once he becomes aware that soldiers serving under him have engaged in disgraceful and disgusting behavior, that he takes action. And my sense is that he has, and that all of this has come to light through the Army chain of command. I mean, if one just looks very briefly at what's happened here, back on January 13th, this came to light. An Army criminal probe began a day later. By the end of January, you had Major General Taguba being appointed to conduct his own separate administrative probe, and the terrible and incriminating photos that we've seen have all come to light through that. And I think that that's the way to do things. And I can tell you that if this stuff had been on Capitol Hill months ago, and if it had been widely known among members of Congress, mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that attorneys for the soldiers who will rightly be brought up on charges for this would be saying that it was prejudicial and that they couldn't get a fair trial, they were being tried in the press, etc.
Well, let me stop you there for a second.
Sure.
You said it's difficult for the secretary to assure in advance that terrible things won't happen. But the investigation found, as I understand it, a lack of training and a shortage of troops at the Abu Ghraib prison. And isn't it the secretary's responsibility to have people ready to do their jobs properly?
Ultimately, it is his responsibility, and that is certainly something that's going to be factored into things. But I think when you're dealing with a war, when you're dealing with a constantly changing situation, it is simply inevitable that there are going to be problems. And I think what we really need from our Secretary of Defense is to be sure that once he learns of those problems, that he takes action. Now, certainly one thing I will say is that I believe, as a lot of folks on the political right believe, that our military has been undermanned for many years, and it's very, very difficult to fight a war like this with a military that basically is Bill Clinton's military, and a military that basically was formed during the days when we were all talking about the glorious peace dividend.
Let me go back to Joseph Galloway for a second here, if I can. Joseph Galloway, you want Rumsfeld to go. I wonder how disruptive that would be to the war on terror and the continuing efforts in Iraq.
People come and people go in government, and I don't think it's disruptive at all. You find someone who can do the job better.
You don't think it would cause any slowdown in efforts at all?
I don't think so. I think it would be an improvement.
I want to ask you both about something that Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama said yesterday on NPR's All Things Considered. He said that simply talking about Rumsfeld's resignation is bad for the morale of American troops in Iraq. I'm paraphrasing there. Joseph Galloway, what do you think of that?
I don't see any downside to morale that he be held accountable for his actions or his lack of action. The military is used to this. People are held responsible, and he should be too. We have here a Secretary of State who came in with supreme arrogance.
Secretary of Defense, you mean?
Secretary of Defense, I'm sorry. Came in with supreme arrogance and has thus conducted himself throughout his time, running victory laps 3 weeks into what has turned into be a very long and bloody war.
Joseph Himmelfarb, what do you think about that same question?
I frankly couldn't disagree more. I think that probably more than anyone, Rumsfeld is responsible for changing the U.S. approach toward terrorism in the wake of September 11th from one that was based on a very, very failed let's prosecute these cases one by one law enforcement model into a military model which involved capturing or killing the terrorists that threaten us. And I think Rumsfeld, more than anybody, has been responsible for a very, very necessary transformation in our approach to how we fight terrorism. And I think he's been a visionary man, and I think that it would be a huge mistake to rush to judgment and to try him before we get to hear in some detail what he has to say about this.
We've got just a couple seconds left. I'd like you to each answer very, very briefly. Is this episode being used by people who are unhappy with the Secretary for other things?
Of course it is. It is normal and natural in this town, but he has come into a period of vulnerability, and people are going after him.
Mr. Himmelfarb?
Oh, absolutely. People who want to discredit the war effort in Iraq are using this, and people who want to settle scores with Rumsfeld are using this.
Okay. Thanks very much. Joel Himmelfarb, an editorial writer for defense issues at The Washington Times. Appreciate you talking to us this morning.
Thanks very much.
And Joseph Galloway is the senior military correspondent for Knight Ridder Newspapers. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.